While walking, Jesus saw a man who was blind from birth. Rabbi, why was this man born blind? His disciples asked him. Was it because of his own sins or those of his parents? It was not for his sins, nor those of his parents, Jesus answered. He was born blind so that everyone could see the power of God in him. We must first finish as soon as possible the tasks that the one who sent us entrusted to us. Soon comes the night when no one can work, but while I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. We are starting a series to which I have given the title, Rethinking Life. I have felt the need in my heart from God to be able to come to your life through this advice. The words of God are spirit and they are life. And the words of God, these words of God lead us to deep understanding, lead us to a true understanding of what true life is that we need to live. Generally, we have concepts of life that we have received since we were born. Unfortunately, they are concepts based on what the world wants to teach us. And when we come to God, when we look to heaven and open our hearts to Jesus, then we really begin to see the things like they are. Today, I want to talk to you about this man. We are going to base ourselves on John chapter 9, on the history of this man and how this history of what happened to this person impacts us today. It makes us feel identified with the life that he led, the new life that he acquired. And as a step from one point to another is what the Lord wants to take us in this time to illuminate our understanding. For a moment in life, we can do a couple. I know that you can have many commitments. That's why today I come to you as a friend. I know that you have perhaps many occupations. You would wish that the day had 25 hours and you think that time does not give you the right time. Unfortunately, what we do most of the time, many times, it has nothing to do with taking a space to get closer to God. Therefore, everything becomes more complicated, more difficult. Even things can turn out backwards. And today, I want to begin by advising you that before beginning all things, first make a space to be with your Father, with your Heavenly Father, and thus be able to be guided, to be instructed, to be directed by Him, so that we can do other things without no complication. And under His wisdom, then walk in absolute victory without wearing out, knowing that He makes us more than conquerors. I have been telling you about a man who was blind from birth. And in the past devotional, I explained to you that he is different in imagining things. If this man has suddenly been born with his eyesight and he had lost it at the age of 20, he could have a concept of life already built from what his eyes saw, and now they were no longer seeing. And perhaps his imagination would not add something that he could not understand because he had already seen everything. Now, this would happen if this man had lost his sight in the course of life, but this man was born blind. And it's something very different because from the moment of his birth, he could never see. And I do not know how old he would be at those times. He could be 30 or 40 years old. Imagining what life would be like to be able to see, imagining things, having a concept, not very clear of life, of things in the natural. This means he did not know what life really was, but that his life was based according to what he had built since he was born until that time, without being able to observe, without being able to see the vision. My beloved friends, is very important. Very important today. I want to talk to you about the vision. Today I want to tell you about the importance so that we can have our eyes wide open. And when I talk to you about having the eyes wide open, I'm not just expressing myself or meaning to imply, to be able to have a physical vision. Because we can enjoy a good natural physical vision, right? But to be wrong, for having a null spiritual vision. This man can identify humanity. I believe that Jesus took the life of this person because, first, he was already in the plans of God for that moment, and so that he would be registered there in the Bible, so that when analyzing this text and seeing what happened in his life, we could analyze our own life and observe and learn what we need to learn. Life is not just living it for living it. Some flee to the responsibility that life brings, and suddenly they do not like the they are like the ostrich who digs a hole to hide. In the moments when he is scared, he sticks his head in the hole and waits a while to see if everything has already happened to get out. Others will flee to the responsibilities of a life so simple and pretending and partying and women and unbridled sex and other things, and the excuses you have to live a crazy life. That is called trying to run away from the responsibilities of life. At some point, my beloved friends, my beloved brothers, will reach us. We cannot run away from responsibilities. At some point, it will reach us. And you know that is tremendous. That when time runs out, or when we have reached adulthood, where we feel tired, how sad that we evaluate in the end, say, I am not happy with what I did. I lost a lot of time. Jesus, he is coming, this man blind from birth. And this is wonderful. He is coming because the moment of his miracle has come. This is precious. Today I come to you with this series because I believe that this is the best season. The season where there is more spiritual blindness, where more darkness is ruled in the earth. But it's where the light of the Lord will be most noticeable. It's where God will open our spiritual eyes the most, so that we can see clearly what he wants us to see, not what this world wanted to implant in our eyes and make us believe that it was the right thing, but to see clearly. And when I talk to you about seeing, I come back to tell you, I'm just talking about physical eyes. I'm talking about spiritual eyes and understanding what is true life, what Jesus came to do to this earth, and what he tried to teach us for a long time. There is a different life than the one we pigeonhole in this world. There is another way of doing things. There is another position to which the world forces us to be, in a position of slavery, in a position of conformity, in a consumerism. Everything we see, everything we know until now has been information that the world has sown to us. When we watch television, when we listen to the radio, everything we receive is kept in our hearts. And unfortunately, there are things that do not build, because the good is called bad and the bad is called good. The principles have been sold. And today, everything is relative. People are driven by the philosophy of relativism. And relativism is not good, nor is it bad. Relativism is not a lie, nor is it true. Everything depends on how you see it. So this relative, you will believe, and the tremendous thing is that the heart that is not guided by God, the prophet Jeremiah said, man's heart is deceitful and wicked more than all things. A heart that is not directed by the Holy Spirit is a heart given to wickedness. It's a heart given to evil, to darkness. And if we start there, we will have to ask ourselves a question. We have the eyes of open understanding. We really see life as it is, or in the position we are in, or according to what was sown to us, or to the information we have. I can explain it to you with a very practical example. Very simple. We see people who are studying today, young people who are studying a career today, not because they thought, evaluated, and made the decision to study it, because they knew that it was part of their process. but they reached it. They took it. They studied simply because her grandfather, her father, and everyone in her family have been people who have studied the same career, the same in the religious part. You can ask her what religion she professes, and she says, I am a Catholic. I am a Christian. I am this or that. And they don't even go to church for a day, not even a Sunday, simply by tradition. And everything we have been sown, like this we live now. Imagine this man. He had painted life according to what he had listened. And this lead him to imagination. I explained to you that imagination, many times it takes us out of what is true. And it takes us out of what is reality. This man was born blind physically. But now we are going to transform it to the spiritual area. We are all born spiritually blind. Like this pastor, with a no revelation, with a no idea of what is the purpose of God, of what is to be designed by God, a no idea of our Creator like this. We live, but we don't live. This is tremendous because we express ourselves. We move. We do so many things. And in the end, you feel like there is an emptiness in your heart because the true life that was expressed in us when we were created, which is the life of God, we do not understand it. We are new to that knowledge. So we could identify with this man blind from birth. And a blind person imagines things. We have people in churches or people who perhaps listen to devotionals who they have an idea with a wrong concept of what God is. And that's where we have to rethink many things, to rethink life. We have to take into account several factors. And one of these is the ability to see. No one cleans your home when there is no light. If you try to clean your home at midnight, when everything is off, the only thing you can see is darkness, most likely you end up hitting yourself, feeling pain, disorganizing all the house. And the next day, when you see light, you realize trying to do things for good intentions. Listen to me well. Just have a good intention, but without revelation, but without light, without the ability to understand what you should really understand, to be solved, you will realize that this longing, that desire, that trying, and that good intention without light, without being able to see the light, what it really is, will end up in disastrous consequences. In this case, you will realize that you lost all the time. I hope you are understanding me. If you started to clean the toilet at 11 at night without light, and you finished at 4 in the morning, you can evaluate and say, I hit myself, hit my toes, they hurt, I feel tired, right? And to finish adjusting, I have realized that the disorder is greater. You know why? Because you could not see. Many times we go through life like this, hitting us with good intention, but we are not being directed because we are not pointing at anything. Our feet are only simply guided by what we hear and not for what we see. And when there is no sight, there is no vision. The Bible teaches me in the book of Proverbs, the people run wild. Destruction is caused. Nobody knows where to go. We go through life like ships left to move by any wind. Then wherever appears that we think is good, we take it and we do it. And in the end, we end up frustrated because I do not generate the expected fruit because it was just something that seemed, but it's not. We open our hearts to people who really, they were not correct. We forgot that word that the Apostle Paul wrote that says, everything is lawful to me, but not everything is convenient. Everything is lawful for me, but not everything builds. and we let ourselves go because we do not have a focus. We do not have a clear vision. Vision means a true understanding of life and being able to have the capacity to see what God has already seen in us. This is amazing and wonderful. The ability to understand and see what God has already seen and walk under that vision. And this only happens, my beloved friend, when you let yourself be found by Jesus, when you accept His company, and you allow that through His word and His advice, you can recognize His government in your life. And you can become a doer of His word. Then you receive the sight like this man. Jesus arrived at the right moment. He received His sight and could see. Later on, you will be able to understand how the process was for Him to see. But we cannot rethink life today if first we do not ask God to make us see how He sees. But we cannot rethink life today if first we do not ask God to make us see how He sees. Father, thank You for Your words. Thank You for what You teach us. Thank You, Lord, because You are always there with us. Thank You. Thank You, Father, for Your fidelity. Thank You for Your goodness, for Your love, and for what You teach us. Help us learn. And today, my prayer, Father, is focused on that what we can see. Give us that spiritual understanding which we were not born with. That today, perhaps, we can say that we follow You. But we really see. Help us to see. As we should see, Lord, in You. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always arrives just in time. I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Look for it as Just In Time Devotionals. A hug. Blessings.